Okay, so first of all, what I'll do is I'll get you to tell me your name and your position and the organization that you're with, please.
Sure. Well, my name is Cy Frank, and I'm the incoming president and CEO of Alberta Innovates Health Solutions.
Dr. Frank, you've been a professor at the University of Calgary for a number of years. I understand that you still have an active practice in orthopedics. You're known for your work on hip and knee replacements, just to name a few things. Let's look a little bit at your background. What can you tell me about yourself?
Well, I grew up in Edmonton, went to the University of Alberta for a number of years, became a science teacher before I got into medicine. I went through medicine and orthopedic surgery at the University of Calgary and went off to do research in University of California, San Diego for 3 years, and then to Toronto for a clinical subspecialty, and came back to Alberta, supported by the Alberta Heritage Foundation for medical research at that time, and have actually been supported by Heritage that turned into Alberta Innovates Health Solutions in 2008, ever since, and have been doing clinical practice and research for the past 35 years.
Well, you're now taking up the position of CEO of Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. Does this mean that you're going to leave your academic and medical practice behind you?
Well, I'm leaving my academic practice. I still plan to do a little bit of clinical practice on the side, which I am allowed to do as part of this because it doesn't conflict with my role. But I am leaving the University of Calgary behind and my research program there.
Well, there have been a number of changes over the last few years as that system has been put into place and the transition from the very successful Alberta Heritage Foundation for Medical Research into the new Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. What do you see as the challenges that you face in your new position as you go into this?
Well, my biggest challenge is expanding the role of AIHS to have more direct impact in health and healthcare, and realigning our research and innovation programs with the health system. So, in fact, in this last budget, the government announced a realignment of AIHS with the Minister of Health. Will still be connected to the Minister of Enterprise and Advanced Education for what I'll call the innovation part of our agenda, but linkage to health, in my mind, is critical to be able to implement research and innovation of value in the health system so that we can see more impacts more quickly with patients and the public. So, my challenge is to make that happen and to build a more robust partnership system to bring others into the province to support that cause and to align what I'll call patient-oriented research supported by outstanding basic science research in the province over the next few years.
Will that change the kind of research that's been done up to date?
It won't change it dramatically. It'll build more capacity for applied research while continuing to support outstanding basic research in the province. So I see it as more of a expansion rather than a kind of a redirection. So we'll be building on a great platform that was created by Heritage and AIHS up to this point and trying to build capacity.
Can you give me an example of how that might work, taking a certain type of research project that's being done and then being able to apply it in the way that you've discussed?
Well, the new paradigm in health research is teams that go, as you would say, from the bench to the bedside, where discoveries at the bench see clinical application. The best example I can give you in Alberta is actually stroke care, which started with some basic research some 20 years ago of how to treat strokes acutely to break up blood clots that block the vessels in the brain, that has actually completely revolutionized how strokes are treated acutely in all of our hospitals. And over the last 20 years, there's been the development of a provincial stroke program that actually has our cities of Calgary and Edmonton having among the best stroke outcomes in Canada. And that has led to research on how to spread that to all of the parts of our province that'll be happening over the next year or so through what are called strategic clinical networks in Alberta Health Services. So in my mind, that's a perfect example of a bench to bedside to community to a whole province discovery over the last 20 years that was kind of a made in Alberta solution that's now benefiting thousands of patients each year.
Well, you also had a hand in one aspect too, and that was dealing with hip and knee replacements, being able to speed up wait times, I believe. Could you describe that project to me and how it turned out?
Well, actually that progress is still a work in progress. That was work we started in about 2002 that developed in what we'd call a new clinical care pathway for hip and knee replacements in the province that was more streamlined and efficient, with central one-stop shopping and case management, with some standards of practice that we first showed proof of concept in a comparative effectiveness trial between 2004 and 2006 in three of the cities in the province, and that was highly successful at improving efficiency of the system, better utilization of hospital beds and faster access for patients. That has been spread in the province ever since that time. And actually, we're still seeing significant improvements as a result of that work, such that over the last 2 years, we've seen a 65% increase in the number of joint replacements being done in Alberta, with only a 2% increase in the number of beds being used, and with the same number of doctors and nurses that we had previously. And we expect that we're on a course to see wait times for those procedures continue to decrease in Alberta each year for the next 2 or 3 years, to be the best in Canada by far, with only, I'll say, minimal new investment from Alberta Health Services as part of a bigger plan to meet the population needs. So that's a big team effort that's involved several hundred people in 12 hospitals in the province that has benefited about 9,000 Albertans a year having these hip and knee replacements. And we're on a trajectory to be the best in Canada, and that was seeded by some research that took place in the province about 7 or 8 years ago now.
Well, I happened to be looking on the internet, and I checked out the Evidence Network, and there was a commentary that came up that had been written by you, and the title of it is, It's Time to View Public Healthcare as an Economic Asset. And in that, you were suggesting that we should look at healthcare as an investment with a good yield toward future wealth rather than something that's sucking money out of our pocketbooks. Could you explain that that idea to me and whether or not that's something you're going to be incorporating into your approach as the CEO at Health Solutions?
Well, absolutely. And I think that most of the listeners would think that our healthcare system is mostly a drain on our pocketbooks because of the way it's portrayed in the popular press as costing more and more money and not really yielding anything of value. But if you take a step back from that for a second to think about the number of people being treated and returned to work or to play, as the case may be, as a result of medical care, you start to think immediately that, in fact, without a healthy workforce and a healthy population, our economic value would decline pretty significantly, not even counting the economic values created by this large workforce of some 100,000 people in the province that are contributing to the infrastructure and taxes that are being paid back into our tax base that helps run the economy in the province. And that doesn't even touch on what I'll call the research and innovation spin-offs within the healthcare system, such as that the stroke care that I mentioned earlier that has created new businesses and new products and services that have economic benefit. And in my mind, the role of Alberta Innovates Health Solutions is to help improve value for money in the health system, both directly by improving the health of the citizens, but also what I'll call indirectly by providing new innovation systems, services, technologies that have economic value of company startups, products and services that I believe will create a whole new industry around healthcare in our province. So I actually think that healthcare is a sleeping giant of an industry that can be developed and capitalized a lot like, I have to say, like the oil sands, where I believe that health information is the oil sands of the future for Alberta.
So it sounds like you're changing paradigms. Do people in the top agree with you?
They do, I'm happy to say, or I probably wouldn't be doing this job. I think that the people in the health system and the ministry and the clinical people I've talked to all think that it's time for Alberta to realize the benefit of having a single health system and all the pain of reorganization that we've gone through in our province now positions us national leaders in health reform with incredible potential to be the best in Canada and I believe the best internationally in a number of things in health and healthcare.
Well, Dr. Frank, congratulations on your appointment, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you.